With one games closing, another is waiting to open. The Paralympics kicks off in London on the 29th of August. This year, Australia is sending 161 Paralympians to compete in 13 sports. Some of those athletes were farewelled today by Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore at the city's town hall. Biwa Kwan was there and spoke to the athletes about the preparations and expectations going into the Paralympics.
Scenes of a car crash, collisions in wheelchair basketball, the sound of Paralympic swimmers underwater. The advertising campaign for the Paralympics in the UK is founded on the idea of superhumans, with the tagline, "Thanks for the warm-up," in a nod to the end of the Olympics. But for Australian Paralympian Grant Mizin, who bounced back from a car crash that turned him paraplegic at the age of 16, it's simply about the opportunity to compete at the top level in wheelchair basketball.
It allows you to showcase the training that you've been doing for not just the last 22 months or 2 years, but for many of us, our whole careers, which for me stems back 10 years. And it's an opportunity to get there, to play, to compete against the best in the world, and to find out, how good are we as a team? Are we the best? And to be able to do that against the backdrop and representing of your country, representing Australia, there's no more beautiful way to do it.
This is Grant's third Paralympics. And after experiencing the rush of winning gold at the Beijing Paralympics in 2008, Grant says he is not content to rest on the strength of past success.
To us, that's ancient history. That's something that we've done in the past. And what we've been preparing for the last 3 years specifically is to win another gold here in London. So we're not resting on our laurels. It's not a case of let's see if we can get another one. We are determined to go out there and win another gold medal. And it's going to be very difficult, but we're up for the fight.
First-time Paralympian competitor Michelle Szybeski is no less driven, keen to put Australia back on the map in the sport of goalball for blind or vision-impaired athletes.
For most people give you a friendly look when you say, I play goalball, but basically it's with a ball like a basketball with bells inside, and the court is tactile so you can feel the lines. And you have to, everyone's blindfolded, no matter what vision you have, so it's all an equal field, and you have to throw the ball through the other team's defence to get a goal. It's very physical, you're throwing yourself at the ground in front of a ball that's coming rocketing at you, and all completely on your hearing.
It's been a 12-year drought between now and the last time Australia was represented at the Paralympics in goalball.
It's our first Olympics, you know, for Australia for so long now. We just want to get onto that world stage and show them that, you know, Australia has got a huge presence in goalball. We're here to show them that we can play. We haven't had much experience in terms of international competition, but we're here with a chance. We're the underdogs, so you never know what could happen. We're currently ranked 8th. We hope to do better.
Born with a vision impairment called rod monochromatism, she says Paralympians do have a hunger and drive to overcome the odds, and adds there is still some way to go before there is full public recognition of Paralympians as elite athletes, equal to Olympians.
Look, it can be a struggle, but if you have a disability, you know how to adapt and you're nothing but determined. That determination is very unique to anyone with a disability. You really just want to get out there, prove it that you can do it like anyone else. You train just as hard as the Olympics, any elite athlete. We're all the same. We're all just elite, training all the time.
It's that determination that helped Grant Mizin overcome his paraplegia when he was involved in a car accident at the age of 16.
It did start quite a while ago, and I was 16 and in a motor vehicle accident. I lost the use of my legs. And I think over the next couple of years, it was just a time where I had to reflect and have a think and say, what next? And part of it was just accepting that you need to play the hand you're dealt. And my situation was what it was. And from there on, I just had a positive attitude and approached things and saw opportunity more than obstacles. And by following that path, ended up here and now in a place that I would never have dreamed 10 years ago. But it's all worked out for the best.
Chef de mission of the Australian Paralympics Committee, Jason Helwig, says the biggest legacy of the Paralympics is its ability to shift attitudes for the better towards people with disabilities.
When people are able to embrace the fact that having an impairment is a very normal part of being human, then that's really different to the way society treated people with impairment and disabilities 50, 100 years ago. And for sport to be a vehicle that's helped facilitate those changes is an amazing thing, and that's why I think it's important we keep doing it as hard and as aggressively as we possibly can, because the consequences of pursuing excellence in sport and in Paralympic sport are really significant all the way down the pathway.
Chef de mission of the Australian Paralympic Committee, Jason Helwig, ending that report by Biwa Kwan.